This podcast is a production of the Salem Podcast Network. For more podcasts like this from courageous voices of conservative reason, visit SalemPodcastNetwork.com. This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
I am concerned about how Joe Biden behaves towards Vladimir Putin. And for the last 4 months, he has been pathetically weak.
I think we owe a great debt of gratitude to science. Science has helped ease the suffering of this pandemic, which was more than likely caused by science.
I hate to burst sleepy Joe Biden's bubble here, but we're 75 million plus strong. And guess what, Joe? We're not going anywhere.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Good thing Jon Stewart doesn't have a show anymore, because they'd have tried to cancel him if he did. Holy moly. What an extraordinary night of television with Jon Stewart sort of putting Stephen Colbert in his place and saying, the Wuhan lab obviously had something to do with the Wuhan virus. I mean, the left is going crazy. Washington Post, of all places, the Washington Post sort of condemning Jon Stewart. Celebrities shouldn't have opinions about things like this. All of a sudden now they're going to get prickly over celebrities with opinions. What a load of hypocrisy we see from the left. Day in, day out, nonstop. But I am really focused today on something that I've heard over and over again just by watching Tucker Carlson every night. And that is that evidently a number of people who went to the Capitol on January 6th and have been charged with breaching the Capitol, i.e. trespassing, I guess there's still people in jail from that. I mean, don't take my word for it. Here's the FBI director. This is cut number 8. FBI Director Chris Wray in front of a congressional committee, and Congressman Bob Gibbs, a Republican from Ohio, asked a pretty important question about the status of many of the trespassers and, I guess, rioters, although I don't know that it's clear. But people who were engaged in the January 6th riots, who are evidently still languishing behind bars. Listen to this.
Has there been any insurrection charges?
I don't believe so. But again, there have been close to 500 cases.
And you know,
but I don't believe so.
Have been people been held in jail since January or since their arrest? On trespassing charges or minor charges, are they held in jail without due process?
I don't believe anybody's been denied due process, sir.
Do you hear that? Do you hear what he... First of all, no one's been charged with insurrection. Wait a minute. I thought the media declared January 6th was a massive insurrection, so much so that it dwarfed Pearl Harbor and 9/11 combined. There's absolutely no doubt that, according to the mainstream media, January 6th at the Capitol was an insurrection. Wait a minute, FBI Director Christopher Wray. No one has been charged with insurrection? Not one person? Furthermore, are there people still in jail? Denied due process? FBI Director's answer, I don't believe anybody's been denied due process. I asked my producer, can you find out if there are still people? Do we know if there are still people in jail? He can't find it. I think. I don't know. And he's pretty good at it. That's because nobody's talking about it. It's not being covered. But aren't the families? The families are probably too afraid to talk about it because they don't want worse things to happen to their loved ones. Excuse me. Are people still in jail for trespassing charges from January 6th? Are you kidding me? My voice, I'm losing my voice. What's going on? Are you kidding me? I feel like I'm going through puberty again. I mean, honest to goodness, this isn't hard. This shouldn't be that difficult. Certainly the media's got a couple of journalists who can ask that question. Certainly there's somebody other than Tucker Carlson who keeps bringing this up. He brings it up almost every night. Maybe we should follow suit. Are there people still in jail over January 6th? And is it true that not one of them have been charged with insurrection? Which means these have to be relatively minor charges? How can you lock people up for many months on minor trespassing charges? What about the people who burned down buildings because of police shootings in America? What about the guy that cleared the shelves of the Walgreens in San Francisco this week, caught on video? He in jail? Excuse me. These are political prisoners. We're like some weird... We've turned into some crazy third world dictatorship. We've got political prisoners in jail. We got people, I guess, rotting in jail. Eric, can you play it one more time? I want one more time for you to hear this exchange between Representative Bob Gibbs and the FBI Director Chris Wray yesterday, and then I got to get your reaction to it at 1-800-655-MIKE here in the ReliefFactor.com studios on this Wednesday.
Has there been any insurrection charges?
I don't believe so, but again, there have been close to 500 cases.
And you know,
but I don't believe so.
Have been people been held in jail since January or since their arrest on trespassing charges or minor charges? Are they held in jail without due process?
I don't believe anybody's been denied due process, sir.
Oh my gosh. Listen, can we dive into this? This is a major story, and I dare say a huge scandal. You got people rotting in jail on, I guess, minor trespassing charges. I think it's fair to say on what is a politically motivated incarceration. 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. Join us here on the Mike Gallagher Show. One open line. Press 1 to come on air. Press 2 to leave a voicemail message. Text us your comments on the MyPillow text line, which is also 800-655-MIKE. However you get here, because we got to talk about this. Again, my apologies. I've heard Tucker mention this a few times, and I'm thinking, that can't be right. Surely there aren't people still rotting in jail because they went strolling down the halls of the Capitol. That was wrong, no question about it. It wasn't Pearl Harbor, and it sure as heck wasn't 9/11. 1-800-655-MIKE, join us.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
Don't go changing to try and please me.
Mike Gallagher.
Mike, everyone who's being held at that so-called insurrection, their families ought to start suing the government for as much money as Floyd and all the rest of their families got. And you watch the tone change.
We denounce Russia. We denounce China. Yet we have our own political prisoners.
I don't know how to disagree with that. These must be political. I don't even know if there are people still in jail. My producer can't even find a story about it. Apparently, Mark Levin had somebody on Sunday night on his TV show on Fox News. We're trying to get a transcript of that. Nobody's covering this. Nobody's reporting on it. Nobody is acknowledging whether there are people still incarcerated who were at the Capitol on January 6th. How hard can this be? How hard can it be for the FBI director to answer a question? Are there people still in? Nobody charged with insurrection. So far, 521 people have had charges filed. They're all minor charges, evidently. I would think they would pale in comparison to burning down millions and millions and millions of dollars of buildings because you don't like the police. Are you kidding me? John, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show, 800-655-MIKE. How you doing, John?
I'm fine, Mike.
Good.
Love your show.
Thank you very much.
The Antifa riots in Portland, Seattle, and New York caused $500 million worth of damage, ruined hundreds of businesses, and they didn't even get a parking ticket. Now, how come they aren't getting released right away like Antifa? Like,
I mean, I thought the rioters
are not getting released like Antifa
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I thought all the Democrats, they love this no bail. You know, we don't hold these people. You burn down a building, you hit an elderly white guy in the face on the subway, you get released. We don't want to put black people in jail, right? Maybe there aren't enough black people that participated on January 6th, huh?
Yeah, you know, I want you to use, have a new code word. That's Antifa. Antifa for breakfast, Antifa for lunch, and Antifa for dinner.
All right, thank you, John. 800-655-MIKE. This is nuts. This really is crazy. Maybe these are Trump supporters. It's a little bit like the only person who died as a result of the actions of January 6th was a Trump supporter named Ashley Babbitt. Since she's a Trump supporter, no big deal, nothing to see here. Wait a minute, what about the police officer who was killed? Well, there wasn't a police officer killed. Nobody was killed on January 6th except Ashley Babbitt. The medical examiner ruled in D.C. that Brian Sicknick, the D.C. officer, died of natural causes. Poor guy had a stroke the day after the January 6th riots. Had nothing to do, evidently, with the riots. The other people who died, they had died of natural causes. One woman died of a drug overdose. Another guy had a heart attack. Nobody died as a result of January 6th, except Ashley Babbitt. But wait a minute, this is bigger than Pearl Harbor, they said. This is bigger than 9/11. If it's bigger than 9/11, yeah, then I guess you got to keep those people all in jail for the rest of their lives. Except, what are you charging them with? Isn't that part of the due process? Dan disagrees with me. Let me get somebody who disagrees with me here in the conversation. Dan, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good, man.
Good.
You know, I love you. I'm right. But, you know, I'm kind of like thinking, I watch Tucker and I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
I don't hear any concrete evidence that they're in jail. The FBI director categorically said, no one has gone without due process. I'd like to know some evidence. Am I missing?
Well,
am I missing something?
You got a point. Nobody's covering it if they are in jail. So, I mean, you think it's all a myth? When if I ask you, hey, Dan, do you have people in jail who are denied due process? And the answer you give me is, well, they're not being denied due process. Doesn't that suggest they're still in jail?
Yeah, it does. But, okay, then this is a big problem. All right, you got me on that one. I agree with that.
Well, I don't mean to get you on anything. I just want to know if they're in jail or not. We have a right to know because this was a big event. If it's bigger than 9/11 and Pearl Harbor combined, and you know what? Why are people not mad about this? Maybe it's because you're not sure either. My own producer isn't sure, and he's paid to check this stuff out. He doesn't know. I don't know. Do you know? Does anybody know for sure if there are people still behind bars who were at the Capitol on January 6th? We're holding the line for you because for some reason my phone isn't blowing up over this. I think it should be. 1-800-655-MIKE.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's somebody who, if you followed what he said you did a good job. For example, he said New York has the best response to COVID. Obviously, in terms of the numbers, I don't see how you could possibly say that both for COVID and all the destruction that's happened. And so in Florida, we chose freedom over Fauciism, and we're much better off for doing that. I think his lockdown policies were not justified by the scientific data.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
So I'm reading, I saw an article in the Washington Post. They're angry at John Stewart. Wonder what they're mad at John Stewart about. Oh, it would be his exchange with Stephen Colbert. It's a hilarious exchange because John Stewart takes the conventional orthodoxy from the left and kind of upends it. Even Colbert seems shocked at John Stewart's really funny takedown of the narrative that there's no, it's just a coincidence that coronavirus began in Wuhan, home of the Wuhan coronavirus lab. I mean, it's very funny. But the Washington Post, for example, opines celebrities shouldn't have opinions about things like this. I'm not kidding you. The Washington Post, the left is angry at Jon Stewart. So you got to hear this as we continue here on a Wednesday. And we'll go to your calls again because, listen, maybe you don't care. If you don't care, I guess I'm not supposed to care. I'm supposed to care about what you care about. Do you care that there are people evidently behind bars from January 6th and nobody's even covering it? How hard can it be? We're going to play for you in a few minutes a segment from Mark Levin's show on Fox News. Tracy from our team pointed this out. Julie Kelly's reporting from American Greatness. And I don't understand how people aren't even angry about this. I feel like I'm in kind of a bad dream here. I mean, for crying out loud, how long can you lock somebody up on a trespassing charge? And don't you find it peculiar that the media isn't even reporting on this? More on that in just a moment as we continue portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. We'll resume with this question. Are there people still in jail for trespassing on January 6th? And I say that because according to the FBI director, not one single insurrectionist, quote unquote, has been charged with insurrection. How can that be? More on that in just a moment. But first to this exchange between the very unfunny Stephen Colbert and I think always have believed the very funny Jon Stewart. My pal Joey Hudson reminded me of the day we barged in on Jon Stewart at the RNC convention, and maybe it was the DNC in Boston. He was in a classroom rehearsing. This is when he was still doing his show on Comedy Central. And I'll tell you my Jon Stewart story in just a moment. Here's cut four. Here was Jon Stewart as a guest on Stephen Colbert's show on CBS talking about, the theory that maybe the Wuhan lab had something to do with coronavirus.
I think we owe a great debt of gratitude to science. Science has in many ways helped ease the suffering of this pandemic, which was more than likely caused by science. So, and that's kind of...
Hold on a second.
No. Listen.
I wouldn't do that to you.
So what do you mean by that? Do you mean there's
a chance that this was created in a lab? There's an investigation.
A chance?
Well, there's evidence, I'd love to hear it.
There's a novel respiratory coronavirus overtaking Wuhan, China. What do we do? Oh, you know who we could ask? The Wuhan novel respiratory coronavirus lab. The disease is the same name as the lab. That's just a little too weird, don't you think? And then they ask those scientists, they're like, how did this... So wait a minute, you work at the Wuhan respiratory coronavirus lab. How did this happen? And they're like, a pangolin kissed a turtle. And you're like, no, look at the name. Let me see your business card. Show me your business card. Oh, I work at the coronavirus lab in Wuhan. Oh, because there's a coronavirus loose in Wuhan. How did that happen? Maybe a bat flew into the cloaca of a turkey and then it sneezed into my chili and now we all have coronavirus. Like, come on.
Wait a second.
All right.
John.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's been an outbreak of chocolatey goodness near Hershey, Pennsylvania. What do you think happened? Like, oh, I don't know. Maybe a steam shovel mated with a cocoa bean. Or it's the chocolate factory. Maybe that's
that's it.
That could be.
Now, you know what's infuriating about that very funny rant from Jon Stewart? The same people, the dimwits in the audience cheering him, are the same ones who mocked Trump and everybody else for saying this for a year. But now that Jon Stewart says it, it's funny, and we can cheer for him. Washington Post columnist Paul Waldman attacked Jon Stewart for what you just heard. The Washington Post didn't like this at all. Wrote a piece in the Washington Post saying Jon Stewart's rant is a reminder: don't rely on celebrities for COVID-19 theories. Waldman's op-ed says, Jon Stewart used to be an immensely important figure, but these days he's retired and only emerges from time to time. The lab leak theory has become associated with conservatives, Waldman wrote, trying to prove that former President Trump was right about everything, and knocked Jon Stewart for suggesting that this is the only plausible explanation for the source of the virus. This provides an important lesson about celebrities, he writes. You shouldn't get your political opinions from them or your scientific opinions either. Yeah, we should listen to the Washington Post, right, Paul Waldman? You're the expert, not that guy, who points out a pretty obvious conclusion. Oh, the coronavirus originated from Wuhan, where the coronavirus lab is based? What a bunch of clowns. I just love people who are so self-important, and they think that the Washington Post or NBC, that's the be-all, and they just crave acceptance from the mainstream media. And the mainstream media is a joke. They're so corrupt, and they're so bad. They're so awful. They're just awful people. It's like this woman, what's her name? Chrissy Teigen. She's a horrible human being. No other way to describe her. And now that she's being canceled by Macy's and all, she's got some brand of, I don't know, jewelry or perfume or whatever she's got. And it turns out, and she's the queen of the cancel culture. She wants people canceled for their past comments. Turns out she has wished suicide on apparently mentally, anguished people who have been brought to the brink of suicide because of her fame and her horrible, vile social media comments. And now she's fallen all over herself, Apollo. She's just a horrible person. The media is horrible. The Washington Post, New York Times, CNN, they are horrible. They're awful. They're not good faith actors at all. They're terrible, terrible actors. They are driven by a hatred of normal center-right Americans. Conservatives, for sure. Trump supporters, definitely. And you don't need any other proof than recognizing they're not even covering what apparently should be a massive story. They've still got people locked up for putting their feet up on the table of Nancy Pelosi's desk. That's how bad the media apparently is. I want to resume with this because I want to play the Mark Levin clip with Julie Kelly coming up from his Sunday night show. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Great having you here. It's the Mike Gallagher Show, brought to you in part by MyPillow. Father's Day, a few days away. Been taking care of Dad? I wore my new navy blue MyPillow bathrobe last night. Warm, comfy, cozy. You get a huge discount, 40% off when you enter the promo code MikeG and order it for Dad. Pair of the My Slippers. They're not slippers. They're a heavenly religious experience. Most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. 40% off when you enter the promo code MikeG at MyPillow.com. And get the pillow for Dad that everybody wants. It's normally $69.98 for a premium queen MyPillow. Just $29.98, $40 off when you enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. Promo code MikeG, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code Mike G.
Listen to Mike on all your Amazon Echo devices. Just tell Alexa to play The Mike Gallagher Show.
This is really crazy. This is one of the craziest stories. I'm going to ask Andy Mangione about it from AMAC here in just a couple of moments, but I got to play this clip from Mark Levin. Do you have it, Eric? This is Julie Kelly from American Greatness. Good old Eric Hansen doing double duty today, playing the video clips and running the video stream and running the radio show as well. Here was Julie Kelly Sunday night with Mark Levin on Fox News Channel.
Welcome back, America. My next guest should be getting a Pulitzer Prize for her unbelievable reporting on what's been taking place with these individuals subsequent to January 6th. Julie Kelly, she's the senior contributor at the American Greatness site, which is a terrific site, disloyal opposition author. Julie Kelly, you've been writing a lot about this, but not just ubiquitous, very comprehensive, very deep. You've been studying the charges that have been brought against these people. We've got SWAT teams out there. We've got, they're hunting them down all over the place. People who have done nothing violent, maybe they trespassed. What is it that we should convey to the American people about what's taking place here?
Well, Mark, thank you so much for having me on. It's such an honor. I think what the American people need to know is that the U.S. government, Joe Biden's Justice Department, is holding political prisoners in a jail in Washington, D.C., that has been opened up specifically to house January 6th defendants awaiting trial. They've been denied bail. They're living in harsh, almost solitary confinement conditions in this jail. But what's overall happening is we can get into the specifics of what's happening at this jail. I call it the deplorable jail because that's, of course, how the Biden regime views these people. But the FBI and DOJ continues this nationwide manhunt. They've arrested almost 500 people now, mostly for misdemeanor charges related to what happened on January 6th. This is a political persecution against Trump supporters, and the American people need to know what is happening and why it's happening.
But we don't, because nobody's covering this. Nobody's, you can't find any coverage of this anywhere. As best as we can tell, Julie Kelly is about it. And I know a lot of my colleagues are talking about it, Seb Gorka. Others are talking, I mean, but nobody else is talking about it other than a few of us in conservative media. That's not just a scandal. That is a controversy of epic proportion. Every week we visit with Andy Mangione. I know we got a little sidetracked on this because we want to talk about Biden's disastrous G7 summit. But Andy, of course, from AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Andy, if you don't mind, I want to kind of pick your brain on this a little bit. What do you make of the lack of any outrage or even interest in people still behind bars, none of whom apparently, according to Christopher Wray, have been charged with insurrection? These are trespassing charges. Are you kidding?
Mike, I think some of these people are actually in solitary confinement by the accounts that I've read. And I know you're reading the same thing that I am. This is scary stuff here. These are folks that are in jail that could be certainly viewed as quote unquote enemies of the administration. It's scary stuff here.
When Julie Kelly uses the phrase political prisoners, I'm hard pressed to disagree with that.
Yeah, I would be hard-pressed to disagree with that, too, based on what I've read. And just this morning, there's some very good information. And, Mike, I know that you're not surprised, and no one can be surprised that this is not being publicized. You know, when we talk about the G7 in a minute or two here, we've got a very gushing press in their approach to covering this president. And anything that makes them look bad or any of the institutions that Americans are losing faith in day by day, like the FBI, will not be covered for their parts.
It's just beyond outrageous.